702 app. 28 minutes past 8 o'clock. This is Sports Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's another Sunday edition and it's Women's Month. So every time we're on Sports Talk, we are going to just give a shout out to all the women out there. And as you would have heard, if you were listening to Zach Van Heerden's podcast, Zach Van Heerden, the exercise physiologist's little segment, he did say that we shouldn't think that men are naturally stronger than women in all fronts. No, a woman won the transcontinental race, which covers about 6 countries in Europe, and it's a cycle challenge, and it was won by a female, beating out male participants. And that is not a surprise. That is because physiology allows for that to happen. 011-883-0702-021-446-0567. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. And as I said, I'm taking your reactions throughout the show, and whatever you would like to share, please, by all means, do so. And I want to start with Everson from Rosebank saying, great start for Manchester United. Good game speed, and hope this young squad will make us proud this season. And then there's another WhatsApp that says, when is PSL going to return to 18 teams in the league? I think it can give a Bafana coach a good and huge chance of players or pool of players and a job creation. Mukwebo Bonani from Fireboom Vuwani in Limpopo. Thank you so much for that. Do you agree with Mukwebo that let's increase the PSL to 18 teams and see if that gives the players, the Bafana coaches, a bigger pool of players to select from? We're going to move on to the car segment now. And as I mentioned, we do have Katlego Moremi, a VW sales executive in studio. He's sitting right across from me. And when I was talking him up, I said, look, it's a Polo Vivo 2019 that he's going to be talking about. So if you want to buy your children a new car and the likes. And I get a WhatsApp here from Nare in Pretoria. He says, Zevan, why is Polo Vivo for the young ones? Here I am thinking it's an option as a family car. Now I must reconsider. No, Nare, do not reconsider. And Katlego will tell us why. Welcome to the show, Katlego.
Thank you for having me today, Buche.
It's a pleasure for you to be on the show. I know it's your first time. Why should Nare reconsider that this Polo Vivo is not just for the young ones, it's also for the working professional?
So the Polo Vivo, what I'll say about it is that it's not specifically for the young ones or, you say, the working class. It's basically when you're looking for a car, reliable, fuel efficient, and that gives you the best looks. Because, blessed enough, I'm currently driving one, which is a comfort line. And as a family guy, that car really does it for me. You know, like when it comes to fuel, for example, I travel on the road for like an hour, two, and back from the office. Have to drop off my kids, have to drop off my wife. And that car has literally met me halfway when it comes to all that. So as he says as well, it's not literally for kids. It's for everyone. It's a car that you can have as your first car.
Yeah.
It's the car that you can have as your spare car. Yeah. And it's a car that you can have as a daily runner. So it's one of, that's where it fits into everyone's life. Yeah,
which is why I say it's for the young ones, Nare. Not that you can't have it, but it's an affordable car that if you do or if you are looking to get a reliable car that, as Katlego says, meets you halfway for maybe your children. And Nare, one day when your children are grown and they've got cars, you can also buy them that. Or if the day is now, then maybe get them the car and you can just continue using your current car at the moment. Okay. What is the price? What are we looking at? I know, I will sort of generally ask this at the end of the interview, but what kind of price range are we looking at for the 2019 Polo Vivo?
So the great thing about the Vivo is like it's got four different that you have. You get like a trend line, get a comfort line, you get a high line, as well as the Polo Vivo GT. So when shopping for a vehicle, you basically need to tell what your needs are. Mm. And then as soon as you step in, I'll be able to basically fit you into the right vehicle. So for example, you're not looking for speed, you're not looking for the features, because on a comfort line, for example, to a trend, you'll find that you've got your app connect, whereby your device and vehicle just bond and it does everything for you. In other ways, when somebody just wants a car to just drive to work and back, doesn't really care about the radio or doesn't really want the extras that come, like your rims, your fog lamps, that's whereby we'll put you. So on a trend line, you're looking at anything from 192,000, right? Upwards to your Polo GT, which would take you up to like 240. 1,000 rand.
So it's from what's the start? 192,000 to about 214,000. Yes. So it's not even that much of a difference between I want to call it the entry level and the top class.
Yeah.
What is the main difference between that entry level and the one right on top?
So with the entry level, you get a 1.4 on this. This is beyond a trend line. You get a 1.4 naturally aspirated engine.
Yeah.
Which will give you about 55 kilowatts of power. Meanwhile, when you go to the GT, for example, which comes just after the Highline, you get like 81 kilowatts of power with the 1 liter engine. So what they do is that within that same Polo Viva brand, you still get to choose like the best of the best when you want it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a variety of that. It's just the engine basically that comes with it and the power. Depends on what you're looking at exactly. Yeah.
And say I want a little bit more power. What should I expect if I go for the top of the range?
With the GT. So with the GT, you'll get a 1 liter engine, as I said, with 81 kilowatts of power.
Yeah.
So it's got a much more sportier look and much more performance in gearbox wise.
Yeah.
So it's taken from a 1 liter engine.
Yeah.
It gives you more performance, like acceleration wise, when you need power now, it should respond better than it would when you get like on a 1.4, for example.
Yeah.
So the GT would be, if a person looks at, they come in, it's like, okay, I like the Vivo, but I want more power. Then that's where we then face it towards, say, okay, GT would be the vehicle for you, you know?
Yeah. And then in terms of fuel efficiency across the range, how is that for the Polo Vivo 2019 range?
It's actually doing quite well. As I said, I drive the vehicle daily. And with full tank of petrol, you're getting a consumption of 4.8 to about 7.9 liters per 100 kilometers. So fuel efficiently is key, especially when you're going to be driving from here to there, drop off the kids, come back and all of that. Fuel is important to me as an individual. And this car, ever since I've been driving, I've had it for like 4 months now. And I must say I've had a peace of mind, especially when it comes to fuel. As much as petrol prices would be going up and down, I'd feel the pinch, but not as bad as I would with my previous vehicle.
And in terms of the cabin of the car, we know that all the latest technologies are always, well, there's always new technology. Like every week, there's something new that comes out. What comes standard in all of these Polo Vivos, and what's a little bit special, extra?
So technology-wise, what you'll get standard, it comes with electronic rev counter, like a digital clock.
Yeah.
You've got as well a digi-trip control, as well as they've now made it standard.
What is a digi-trip control?
So digi-trip control is, remember, like with previous vehicles, you'd have a clock counter on it. Clock counter odometer. So now it's gone digital.
All right.
And then as well, what you've got, they've made standard front electric windows. As well as we've got now aircon standard on the Vivo as well.
Right.
Yeah. So that's much of the technology that's put in.
And then the car size and the amount of space within the cabin, also the boot space. What are we looking at there? What can you compare it to sedan-wise maybe or other hatchbacks?
Boot space, remember the Polo Vivo is the previous Polo TSI. So within the boot space as well, you're looking at around 280 liters of space. And then if you need more, drop down the back seats fold over, and then you get like 952 liters of space.
Yeah.
So the car as well still is got enough space, especially as I said, with me, I need to carry two boys at the back, need to carry bags, need to carry prams. It does the job for me. Like I own a VW Jetta, which has got a bigger boot. Like that boot is, I fit in the boot and I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
And then on the Vivo as well, like, the space is amazingly enormous. Like, you can do as much as possible in it. It's got everything for you.
So I've got 220 odd thousand rand. Why do I buy the Vivo GT?
220.
Yeah. So you said the it's 214, isn't it?
240.
Yeah. 240. Okay. I've got that in my account, and I'm like, I'm ready to burn some paper.
So when you look at, firstly, you get sports, you get, basically, you're going to get rims. It's got a black stitch inside. So the car is very, what can I say? It's sporty. They gave it that sporty feel to it. So that would be the car for you if you're looking for power, consumption, fuel efficiency, as well as space. And also keep up with times. Because technology as well, on the GT, they're fitted the 350G radio, which allows you to have your Apple Play. You can have your App Connect. Throws your maps from your phone to give you basically live maps as well. The funny thing, one of my fiance's favorite is that it reads out messages when I'm driving.
I don't know if that's the favorite for her. Of course you'd like it. Because especially when it says money in. Yeah.
She just quickly touches that. It just reads out. So that kind of feature, those are the kind of things that you look into a new car. I've got voice control whereby I can shift from radio to my USB to my phone, as well as I listen to music. I surf me. I like play music online. Yeah. So when I'm in the vehicle, as soon as I connect the car in, I've got my music there. Yeah. So it still keeps with time, as well as the technology in it is so amazing as well. Because it also comes when you can also get on the vehicle is electric stability control, which now is fitted on. You get it as an external option on Comfort Line, but then on the Highline and GT, that would come standard, as well as a cruise control. So what I'd say is that the car has a whole lot more in it. As much as they fit it and say it's a GT, it's a Vivo, and you expect like this cheap brand, or as it was marketed as a cheaper brand built in South Africa. But then there's so much in it that you get value for your money when you purchase such.
Now, I'm having a look at the cockpit here, and something came to mind. So I want to buy, say, I want to buy a car for my mother or my grandmother, an elderly person.
Okay.
I don't want them to have to take their eyes off the steering wheel for too long to maybe use the radio, to use. So functionality, how simple is it to actually use all the instruments that are within the car?
So as said, you also have on when you, there is an option where you'll get the one with multifunction steering. It still gives you that option of voice control.
Yeah.
So most of the things, you just press a button and just instruct the vehicle. The vehicle will communicate with you, and basically you want to switch radio, you want to so on, it will give you that much of it. So it is there as well. It's a kind that easy and simple to use. It's all basic, as you can see in there, but there's so much in it. That's why I'm saying, like, even with the voice control, that just allows you the freedom of keeping your hands on the steering wheel, and then just gives the vehicle prompts.
What kind of sportsman would you imagine in one of the Polo Vivo 2019 cars?
What kind
of sportsman? Yeah, sportsman. So what kind of, maybe cricket player, soccer player?
A cricket player, a golf player. Why I say golf as well, because I've fitted golf clubs in the car.
Yeah.
A customer came in to buy one for his wife, and then said, but there's times I'd need her to drop me off.
Yeah.
And then he actually threw them in, and they fitted, and I was like,
great.
You know, like, it was one of those things like, okay, eye opener. So any sportsman, look, it's a car that will give back to you. Like, it's value for money.
Yeah.
As I said, when you're looking at cost as well as efficiency and reliability, that is the car to go for.
Katlego Moremi, thank you so much. We're going to leave it here. That is Katlego Moremi talking on the VW Polo Vivo 2019. It retails for about 190,000 all the way to 240, depending on what model you take. And definitely have a look at it if you are planning on buying a new car. See what this car can offer to you and your family. Thank you for coming onto the show, sir.
Thank you very much for having me, bro.